弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Please be with you, brothers and sisters.
我看牧师是一个公众人物啊。
The pastor is of focus.
嗯。
You're a famous one.
Famous one, not a famous one, the public.
A public one.
在所做的一切都是在你看在后面擤一下鼻子，然后就被这个麦克风放大了，一不小心就被麦克风放大了。
It was magnified by the mic.
好，愿主怜悯。好，我们今天是在《使徒行传》的第九章32节到43节。
Today we are going to study Acts, Book of Acts, Chapter 9, Verse 32-38.
好，我们翻到了以后，我来读中文，我邀请翟磊来读这个英文。
So we will.
大家一起立，我们来读神的话。
So let's stand. We will read.In Chinese and in English.
使徒行传的第九章三十二节，彼得周流四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里。
As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit saints in Lydia.
遇见一个人名叫以尼亚，得了瘫痪，在褥子上躺卧八年。
There he found a man named Aeneas, a paralytic who had beenbedridden for 8 years.
大家可以和我一起来 读中文，然后让咱来读英文。彼得对他说，以尼亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来，收拾你的褥子。他就立刻起来了。
Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and take care of your mat. Immediately, Aeneas got up.
凡住吕大和沙吕的人都看见了他，就归附主。
All those who live in Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord.
在约帕有一个女徒名叫大比大，翻希腊话就是多加。她广行善事，多施周济。
In Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas.Who was always doing good and helping the poor?
当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在楼上。
About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room.
吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”
Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, Please come at once.
彼得就起身和他们同去，到了，便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他看。
Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room.Old widows stood around him, crying and assuring him the robes and all the clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对着死人说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来。
Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, Tabitha.Get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up.
彼得伸手扶她起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活地交给他们。
He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and widows and presented her to them alive.
这事传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了主。
This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
此后，彼得在约帕一个俏皮匠西梅的家里住了多日。
Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们今天来到你的面前，我们来敬拜你。
We come to you to worship you.
我们把这段话语《使徒行传》的九章三十二到43节仰望交托在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up this passage, Acts chapter 9, verses 32 to 43, to your hands.
愿你的圣灵来带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us.
愿你的圣灵来使用小孩子来高牧孩子。
May your Spirit anoint our speaker.
让孩子在你面前放胆的、忠心的传讲你的话语。
So can spread your word boldly and faithfully.
也愿你借着你的话语来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
We also pray you bless our brothers and sisters with your word.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
我们今天的主题是我们再思神迹奇事。
Today's title is Reflection of the Miracles.
所以这是我们今天的大纲。首先我们来看一下彼得在这个吕大和约帕所行的两件神迹奇事。
So this is outline. We will first take a look at the miracles Peter performed in the city of Lydda and Joppa.
然后我们来反思这神迹奇事它所的含义是什么。
Then we'll reflect the meaning of miracles.
然后最后我们来思想这个神迹奇事它对我们来说什么说了些什么
So we will also think, discuss the, what the miracles talk to us.
所以这是一章描写使徒行传八章到基本上是八章到十二章的这个地图
This is a map reflecting what we learned in the book of Acts from chapter 8 to chapter 10.
我们已经讲过几次《使徒行传》的第八章到十二章是福音在犹太全地。我看犹太全地和撒玛利亚，这是犹太全地在撒玛利亚传播。
So in the book of Acts from chapter 8 to chapter 12, let's talk about the spread of gospel through the land of Judea from Jerusalem to Samaria.
我们知道《使徒行传》可以分为三个阶段。第一个阶段是福音在耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷的教会的兴起。
So Book of Acts has three phases of the gospel. The first one is the establishment of the church in Jerusalem.
我们现在在第二个阶段，就是福音在犹太全地，在撒玛利亚的传播。
So we are in the second phase, the spread of gospel in the land of Judea and Samaria.
我们知道第三个阶段是福音要传到地极去。
So we know the third phase is spread of gospel to the end of the world.
我们上次也讲到在第二个阶段是彼得有两个主角一个是彼得一个是保罗
So we also talk about there are two major characters in the phase two Apostle Peter and Apostle Paul
所以我们在使徒行传第八章我们看到就是在这第一条 这个 number one 就是腓力从耶路撒冷当时耶路撒冷有逼迫腓力从耶路撒冷下到撒玛上到撒玛利亚在撒玛利亚传道有很多人信主
So in the Phase 2, in the beginning of Phase 2, in chapter 8, we learned that Philip, he left Jerusalem and spread the gospel in Samaria.
然后在耶路撒冷的使徒们听到撒玛利亚有很多人信主，所以他们就差遣彼得和约翰到撒玛利亚。然后彼得和约翰到撒玛利亚之后，撒玛利亚的信徒们他们就受圣灵。
So when the apostles in Jerusalem, they heard that a lot of people in Samaria, they are converted, so they sent Peter and John to Samaria, and a lot of people, believers in Samaria, received the Holy Spirit.
然后之后的话就是彼得、约翰还有这些还有包括腓力他们在撒玛利亚的乡村里面传道然后之后回到耶路撒冷。
So afterwards, Peter, John, and Philip, they spread the gospel in Samaria, and finally they returned to Jerusalem.
当他们回到耶路撒冷之后然后圣灵就带领腓力然后往加撒的路上就是在这个南边那个路上去
So after Philip returned to Jerusalem the Holy Spirit guided him to the road to Gaza
那么腓力就在这个往加撒的路上碰到从埃塞俄比亚来的太监所以给他传道然后他受洗
Well he met a eunuch from Ethiopia and then he talked to him about the gospel
然后之后圣灵就把腓力提去所以有后来有人在亚索都和凯撒利亚这两个地方见到腓力在这里传道
So after Philip was lifted up by the Holy Spirit some people saw him in the other two countries other two cities
OK 然后到了第九到第九章我们看到看到是保罗的悔改以及保罗初期的侍奉
In chapters chapter 9, we learn the convert of Paul or Saul and his early service or mission
所以我们在上次有一张图，然后就是给我们显示了保罗的信主以他初期的活动。
So we showed another map last week showing the conversion of Paul and his early mission.
然后在第九章的三十二节到四十三节就写彼得，然后彼得就从耶路撒冷，然后耶路撒冷传道到吕大这个地方。
So in this today's passage, we are talk about Peter. He left Jerusalem and went to Joppa.
然后彼得到吕大这个地方，他就遇到一个摊子叫以尼亚。
So in the city of Lydda, he met a cripple called Aeneas.
那以尼亚是个摊子，他在这个床他的瘫痪了已经八年了，他一直躺在八年，他一直躺在这个褥子上面。
So he was bedridden for 8 years.
所以彼得见到以尼亚的时候，彼得就对以尼亚说，以尼亚，耶稣基督已经医好了你，所以起来，拿起你的褥子来。
So as Peter saw Aeneas, and he told him that Jesus has already healed you, so get up and make your mat.
所以以尼亚就立刻起来，拿起他的褥子来。
So Aeneas immediately got up and picked up his mat.
所以这个让我们想起，那么这段的描写让我们想起，就耶稣医好那个瘫痪的。
So this kind of remind us the cure of the paralytics of by Lord Jesus.
所以在马可福音的二章，我们看到耶稣医好一个瘫痪的。
So in book of Mark chapter 2, we learn that Jesus has cured a paralytic.
那耶稣在一个房子里面传道，有很多人想听耶稣的讲话，所以他们就把这个房子拥得满满的。
So Jesus was preaching in the house, and a lot of people, there's a big crowd surround the house.
所以有一个瘫痪的，他想求耶稣来医治他，但是他进不去。
So there was a paralytic, he wanted Jesus to heal him, but he couldn't make the way through.
所以他的几个朋友然后就把他抬到房顶，把这个房顶接了，把他从房顶放下来，放到耶稣的面前。
So several of his friends, they put him on the roof, tear the roof apart, and lower him down in front of Jesus.
耶稣看到这个瘫痪的，耶稣就讲了一句话，他说，你的罪赦了。
Well, as our Lord Jesus saw this man, he said, your sin has been forgiven.
然后周围的这些法利赛人文士听到这句话以后就觉得莫名其妙，说这个瘫痪的来求你来医治，你为什么说你的罪赦了？
So the surrounding Pharisees and scribes were confused. They thought that the paralytics came to you to ask for heal. Why you say his sin is forgiven?
其实他们在他们的心里面，他们觉得耶稣是在故弄玄虚，因为说你的罪赦了是比较容易说的，但如果对一个摊子说你的病医好了，你的瘫痪医好了，你起来行走，那个是更难的。
So in their heart, actually, they thought Jesus was blaspheming because they thought that, well, you can it easy just you say your sin is forgiven, but it's hard to say you are cured and get up and walk.
那耶稣知道这些法利赛人和文士他们的想法，所以耶稣就说，为了让你们看到人子有赦罪的权柄，所以耶稣就对这个摊子说，起来，拿起你的褥子来。
So Jesus knew what the in their mind. So he told him that in order to show that the Son of Man has authority to forgive things, get up. He said to the paralytic, get up and take your mat.
这个摊子就起来，拿起他的褥子来就行。
The paralytic got up and take the mat and walk away.
我们在这里看到彼得所行的这个神迹和耶稣所行的神迹，包括他们在这个描述上面都有很多的相似的地方。
So we can see here.There is a similarity between the Peter's miracle and our Jesus, Lord Jesus' miracle.
起来，收起你的褥子来。
Get up and pick up your mat.
然后摊子就拿起他的褥子来，就起来了。
And they got up and pick up their mats.
所以这个这样的相似性跟我们看到耶稣所做的事情，使徒也要去做。
So such a similarity tells us what Jesus did, the apostles has to follow.
所以这就是耶稣在耶稣所说的那个话，就是说我所做的事情你们要去做，而且要做更大的事情。
That's what Jesus told those apostles. What I have done, you will do them, and you will accomplish more.
这也是就是使徒保罗所说的那样，就是使徒保罗说我的受苦，我所受的这些苦，原是为了为基督身体完成基督身体所受的苦。
So just as Paul said, that I suffered to fulfill the suffer that has to go through Jesus' body.
我们看到我们的主怎么样，然后他的使徒们也怎么样。
Here we see that the apostles are like their Lord.
所以彼得在这个吕大医治好了以尼亚之后，然后在吕大和撒雷周围的人，然后听见这个事情以后，他们都信主了。
As after Peter performed this miracle in the city of Lydda, the people around the two cities, Lydda and Joppa, they heard about this miracle and they converted.
那这个时候在约帕这个地方有一个女徒，中文的圣经翻成女徒，其实是女门徒，也是所以她是个基督徒。
So in the city of Joppa, there was a female disciple. She was a Christian.
那么这个女的门徒，她的名字叫大比大。大比大是阿拉伯语，意思就是说羚羊的意思。
So her name is Dabatha in Arabic, meaning the goat.
那对应的希腊话里面的羚羊是多加。
So translating Greek is Dorcas.
那么这个大比大她是一个心地非常善良，她也是经常去周济这些寡妇，周济这些穷苦人的。
Tabitha was very kind. She is willing to help the widows and the poor.
我们怎么知道这些东西呢？
So how we do know this?
首先在36节里面说她是广行善事，多施周济的。
So in verse 36, it was said she was always doing good and helping the poor.
我们在39节看到，当彼得来到大比大他停放他的尸体的地方，他领他上炉的时候，然后在周围有很多寡妇在那里哭。
So in verse 39, as Peter get upstairs where Tabitha was lying, there are a lot of widows stood there weeping and crying.
但是这些寡妇因为多加的，因为大比大的他的去世，他们就很悲痛，他们在那里哭泣。
So they were crying because the death of Tabitha.
而且他们把他们身上所穿的那个礼衣和外衣然后给彼得看。
So they show their robes and their clothing to Peter.
所以这里说的那个里衣外衣，它的原文里面那个词就是说有一个含义，就是他们正穿在身上的那个里衣外衣给彼得看。
So they were showing what they are wearing to Peter because Tabitha made them.
也就是说这些寡妇把他们穿的衣服然后给彼得看，说这些衣服是大比大和他们在一起的时候做的。
So these widows show what they are wearing to Peter, telling him that's what Tabitha made when she was with them.
所以我们就知道可能大比大这个人他是一个经常帮助这些寡妇然后为他们做衣服。
So we know that Tabitha used to help these widows and make clothes for them.
所以当大比大去世的时候他们很伤心，他们就在他的身边哭泣。
So when Tabitha died, these widows were very sad and crying.
所以大比大患病，患重病要死了，那有人就去吕大请彼得，然后请彼得过来。
So when Tabitha was dead, somebody in the city of Joppa, they asked Peter to come as soon as possible.
然后彼得到了约帕这个地方，他上楼去看到众寡妇在那里哭。
So when Peter went to Joppa, upstairs, he saw all the widows are weeping.
彼得就让他们出去，然后彼得自己就跪下面来祷告。
After Peter sent them out, Peter kneeled down on his knees.
那他祷告之后对大比大说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛了。
After he prayed, he turned towards the dead woman and said, "Tabitha, get up!" And she opened her eyes and got up.
所以彼得就把大比大扶起来，然后把大比大就活活的交给圣徒和寡妇。
So Peter helped Tabitha up and show her to the believers and widows.
那么彼得所行的这个神迹，死人复活的神迹，让我们想起耶稣所行的那个，就是让管会堂的雅鲁的女儿复活的那个神迹。
So this miracle reminds us what Jesus did to revive.Jairus, the synagogue ruler's daughter.
So there is a 管会堂的人叫雅鲁，他派人去，他去找耶稣。他说他因为他的小女儿病得快死了。
So there was a synagogue ruler, his name is Jairus, and he sent people to seek help to Jesus because his younger sister is dying.
所以这是在马可福音的第五章记载的。
It's in the book of Mark chapter 5.
所以当耶稣来到亚鲁的家里的时候，看到很多人在边上哭，耶稣就对这些人说，你们为什么哭呢？他是睡了，他只是睡了而已。
So as Jesus arrived Jairus' home, he found out a lot of people were crying, and he asked, why are you crying? The girl is not dead, she's just asleep.
那这些人的话就说，就讥笑耶稣，说你连死的和睡的人都分不清楚。
Those people just laugh at Jesus, say you cannot tell if she's dead or sleeping.
所以耶稣就让把这些人赶出去，然后和这个女孩的父母进到这个女孩的房间，然后对这个女孩说，闺女，你起来吧。
So Jesus sent all those people out and entered the room with a girl's parents and said to the girl, daughter, get up.
所以这个闺女就起来，然后耶稣就把她交给她的父母。
The girl got up and Jesus gave her to her parents.
所以我们在这里看到这个描写都是有很多相似的地方。
We still can see a lot of similarity between these two miracles.
为什么这个描写有这么多相似的地方？
Why there are so many similarities there?
因为这是要告诉我们，就是说，耶稣基督所做的事情，他的使徒、他的门徒也要跟着他做。
In the same way, it tells us what Jesus has done, his disciples would follow.
所以耶稣基督使瞎眼看见，使瘸腿行走，使瘫痪的能够起来，使死人复活。我们在这里看到使徒，他的使徒也做相同的事情。彼得也使瘸腿行走，也使瘫痪的起来，也使死人复活。
So Jesus has opened the blind's eyes, resurrected dead, and cured the paralytics. We can see here his disciple Peter did the same thing.
那么我在这里就要问一个问题，是不是所有的耶稣的门徒，所有的这我们这些信主的人都可以做这些神迹奇事呢？
Then I will ask a question: would all the believers of Jesus like us can perform the same miracles?
我们在这个圣经里面看到。这个神迹奇事，我们看到有使徒做的神迹奇事，在《使徒行传》第五章说，主借着使徒的手在民间行了很多的神迹奇事。
In the book of Acts, we see a lot of miracles performed by the apostles. In the Acts chapter 5:12, it says, apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders.
那我们也看到有执事所行的神迹奇事。我们在《使徒行传》的第六章，我们看到斯提凡是大有能力，满有恩惠和能力，他在民间行了很多的神迹奇事。
We also know that deacons can perform miracles. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, we learn that Stephen he has a lot of power and perform many miraculous things and miracles.
我们在马可福音的16:17-18，当耶稣基督快要离开这世上的时候，他说了这些话。他说：“信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。”
So in the Mark book of Mark chapter 16, before Jesus left this world, he told his disciples, said, "And these things will accompany those who believe. They will pick up snakes."And they were driven demons out. They can cure the sickness.
所以在这里说，对于信的人的话，有神迹奇事随着他们。然后在后面紧接着说，这些神迹奇事是什么？就包括赶鬼、说方言、手能拿蛇、喝毒物不受害，还包括医治病人。
So it says here that all the signs will follow those who believe, and those are miracles, including you can take the snakes with a bare hand, and if you drink any deadly poison, you're not going to get hurt, and you can lay your hands on the sickness and cure them.
所以在这里给我们看到，就是说，不但是使徒可以行神迹奇事，执事也可以行。那我们看到，就是一般的信徒，圣经上应许我们也可以行。
So here we can see that not only disciples and deacons they can perform miracles, but we can see believers they can also sometimes perform miracles.
但是这区别在哪里呢？
What's the difference?
我们也特别看马可福音的16，在这里的话，他的说话的对象是一个集体的名词，是那个 those who believe， 对那些信的人来说是一个复合词。
So when Jesus talk about the miracles, he referred to a group of people. He said those who believes.
所以这其实这个应许，这个应许我们可以解释，它是对整个教会的。
So we can explain these promises to the whole church.
所以耶稣基督的这个应许是对整个教会的，对，是对整个教会来说，或某一时期的教会来说，是会有这些神迹奇事来伴随着教会的。
So Jesus said the promise that at a certain time these miracles will accompany the church.
来伴随着这个主的教会，伴随着主的肢体。
To accomplish Christ's body and Christ's church.
但这个不一这个应许不这个应许我理解的不是针对某一个人某一个 individual 的。
So this I believe that such a promise is not to an individual Christian.
所以这个应许并不是说每一个 individual 的信徒的都可以行这些神迹奇事。
It doesn't mean that individual, each of us, any individual believers can perform these miracles.
这个应许是告诉我们说，对于这个教会来说，对于主的身体来说，主的教会来说，有这样的神迹奇事会伴随着他们。
The promise said that these miracles will accompany God's church, God's body.
所以无论是使徒时期的教会，无论是初代信徒的教会，还是中世纪的教会，还是宗教改革的教会，还是我们现在的教会，都会有这些神迹奇事来伴随着。
These miracles will accompany all the churches in the apostles' era, in the early church, and in the middle era, and also in the reformer era, and right now at our church.
但是注意，它不是说我们每一个人都会。都能够去行这些事情，所以你不要去傻傻去抓死啊。
So it doesn't promise that we can each of us or individually can perform these miracles. Don't be foolish to grab those snakes.
那我们另外再去思考，就是使徒行这些神迹奇事的时候，和我们一般信徒我们行这些神迹奇事的时候有什么不同
？So we will continue to reflect on the difference between the miracles performed by the apostles and the miracles performed by the regular believers.
那首先就是说，当使徒行着，当然从方式上来看的话，使徒是有神迹奇事来伴随着他们的。
So those apostles are accompanied by these miracles.
因为使徒神迹奇事伴随着他来证明他们是使徒，所以是他们是使徒的一个标记。
So these are the signs that they are apostles.These miracles prove that they are apostles.
但是这些神迹奇事对我们其他的信徒来说，对我们个体来说，不是一定会有的。
So these miracles wouldn't be necessary to us.
也不是说一定就没有。
We didn't say nothing gonna happen.
至于有和没有，那是神的主权。
This is God's authority to give you the power or not.
所以在哥林多前书的。在哥林多前书的十二章，保罗写信给哥林多后书十二章，保罗写信给哥林多教会的信徒。
In the Second Corinthians chapter 12, as Paul sent letters to the Christian in Corinth.
我们知道哥林多教会是保罗所建立的教会。
The church in Corinth, Paul established that church.
但是当保罗离开之后，哥林多教会就开始造反了。
But after Paul left, there's some riot or rebellion going on in that church.
所以保罗写信给哥林多教会来责备他们。
So Paul sent a letter to them to rebuke them.
所以保罗在信中他不得不去来再次阐述他使徒的这个权柄。
So in that letter, Paul has to emphasize his authority as apostle.
所以保罗在哥林多后书的十二章十二节。
So in the
我这里没写的十二章十二节，保罗说：“我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事异能，显出我使徒的凭据来。”
So here Paul says, "The sign of a true apostle was performed upon you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works."
所以在这里，你如果看英文的话，就能够更加明白。然后英文说，在这里百般的忍耐。然后这些神迹奇事和这些异能是他使徒的这些 signs 是使徒的凭据。
So in English it says that the utmost patience, the signs and the wonders and the mighty words are the signs of a true apostle.
所以我们在这里看到，就是说对使徒来，对一般的信徒来说，那神迹奇事的话，我在这里总结有两个目的，但可能会有更多。
So here I summarize there are probably two purpose.For the miracles performed by general Christian.
所以对一个普通的信徒来说，当神迹奇事发生在我们的身上的时候，可能是神对我们个人的一个指引，他目的是让我们能够去说服他。
So probably some miracle happen on us because it is just the personal guidance from God so that we will submit.
让我听说我们当中有有些弟兄他一直在挣扎要不要信，但神就借着云彩然后给他一个神迹，所以他就信了。
Well, I heard that some of our brothers was struggling to get baptized or believe, and God sent him a sign through the cloud, so he believed.
这样的神迹其实在我们很多信徒当中可能都会遇得到。
A lot of us have experienced such a miraculous sign.
那第二神迹其实第二个目的就是说为了上帝的计划，上帝有个计划，所以他透过这个神迹其实来推动这个计划。
So the second purpose of such a miraculous things is to push the God's plan.
那么这两个目的的话在使徒行身上 也可能会出现。
Probably on the apostles, they also have these two purposes.
比方说保罗。
For example, Paul.
我们知道保罗是一个逼迫教会的。
We knew that Paul used to be a persecutor of church.
但是当保罗在大马色路上的时候，神的大光向他显现，所以保罗就降服，然后回转成为一个基督徒。
On his way to Damascus, a great light shined upon him, so he was converted and submissive to the Lord and become apostle.
比方说彼得。
For example, Peter.
彼得是一个犹太人，然后是一个正宗的犹太人。你要让他传福音给外邦人，那是很难的。
Peter is a Jew, so it is very hard for him to spread the gospel to Gentiles.
但是彼得在约帕的时候，在约帕的时候，在西梅家里的时候，他在那个西梅的楼上，他就看了个异象，所以天上有一块布降下来，在布上有各种布迹的东西，有声音对他说：“起来，宰了吃。”
So when he was Simon the tanner's home, he saw the vision, and at lunchtime he saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being lowered down to earth, and there are a lot of things onto it, four-footed animals, and a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, and kill and eat."
So 一连三次，彼得后面才知道，原来是神是告诉他来预备他，让他知道这个福音要向外邦人开放。
It happened three times. Later on, Peter realized that such sign is telling him that spread the gospel to Gentiles.
但我们知道，在这样的一个 case 当中，在这样例子当中，不但有对彼得个人的引领，还有包括上帝的计划。
In this case, we know that it's not only includes the guidance to Peter, personal guidance to Peter, but also includes God's plan.
因为上帝要借着彼得这个使徒当中最大的这个犹太人的使徒，来亲自来说这个福音要向外邦人开放。
Because God want to use Peter, the eldest apostle, to the Jew, to tell his peers.Other apostles that God will spread the gospel to Gentiles.
但是对使徒来说，神迹其实有一个特殊的目的，就是为了显明是使徒的凭证。
But to all the apostles, those miracles had a special purpose to show they are the apostle, basically as a sign to them.
所以这就是使徒神迹其实在使徒身上和我们在普通的信徒身上是有一些区别的。
So there's a difference.Between the miracles on the apostles and the miracles on our general Christian.
好，我们来思考神迹的意义是什么。
Now let's think about the meaning of those miracles.
那我思考神迹的意义，我在这里就用了比方说我们用一个例子，我们用一个例子来给大家来做一些说明。
So we will explain this using an example.
在大家知道，在旧约里面有会幕，对不对
？So we all know that in Old Testament we have tabernacle.
所以摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，然后在西乃山上，神指示摩西说：“你要按他所指示的样子来建造这个会幕。”
So after Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt on the mountain of Sinai, God told Moses to build this tabernacle according to his guidance.
所以会幕它其实指向一个真理，这个真理是什么？
So the tabernacle is pointing to a truth. What truth is that?
这个真理就是说神与我们同在。
So the truth is God with us.
所以在旧约的时候，神借着会幕与以色列会众同在。
So in the Old Testament, God was with the Israelites in the tabernacle.
但我们知道这个会幕是真正在耶稣基督身上实现出来。
So the true tabernacle is realized on Jesus.
因为耶稣基督被称为什么？以马内利。
Because Jesus was called Emmanuel.
Emmanuel 是什么意思？就是神与我们同在。
The meaning of Emmanuel is God be with us.
所以耶稣基督是完全的神，但是他降生为人，所以他是完全的神，又是完全的人，在耶稣基督这个 person 身上，神人二性，神与人同在。
So Jesus is a complete God. He became a man, so he is a complete man. So the Emmanuel is fulfilled on Jesus Christ. God is with man.
所以我们看到旧约的这个会幕完全实现在耶稣基督的身上。
So the tabernacle in the Old Testament fulfilled in Jesus.
那么最后为这个会幕怎样应用在我们的身上呢？
How are we going to use such a concept upon us?
是我们借着信心，我们与耶稣基督联合。
So through faith we are united with Jesus.
所以借着耶稣基督，神就与我们同在。
Through Jesus, God is with us.
所以借着耶稣基督，神就住在我们中间。
Through Jesus, God is living among us.
所以道成了肉身，居住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有。
Lord live among us, full of grace and truth.
所以同样这些神迹奇事的话也是有这样的含义。
So all these miracles has a similar meaning.
比方说这个瞎眼它的代表的真理是什么？
So what did this kind of blindness refer to in the truth?
那么这个真理就是说自亚当和夏娃犯罪之后我们所有的人我们的眼睛其实都瞎了。
It refers that after Adam and Eve committed sins, all their offsprings like us are blind in spirit. So we are blind in spirit.
但是这个在耶稣基督身上怎么得以实现呢？因为耶稣基督是那个真光，是那个生命的光。
But Jesus Christ is the true light, the light of life.
所以当这个生命的光照在我们的身上的时候，我们的眼睛就得以看见。
So when the light of life shines upon us, we can see.
所以当所以在这个保罗的身上，当耶稣基督的大光照在保罗身上的时候，保罗就能够看见。
So when Jesus' light shined upon Paul, Paul could see.
同样，这个瘫痪的、个瘸腿的，来代表是，就是说，我们是瘫痪的，我们是瘸腿的。
Similarly, those cripples and paralytics, they refer to the paralytic and cripples in spirit.
因为自亚当夏娃犯罪之后，我们人的这个本质上就被玷污。所以我们就不能够再去行神的义，不能够再过一个圣洁的生活。
So, after Adam and Eve committed sins, we cannot perform God's righteousness. We don't have the power.
所以我们就是瘫痪的。
So we are like cripples.
我们是瘸腿的。
We are like paralytics.
但耶稣基督是我们的救赎。
But Jesus is our salvation.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们这个瘫痪的，我们这个瘸腿的就得以医治。
So we were cured in Jesus Christ.
那最后是死人复活。
Then resurrection.
死人复活，它的这个指向的真理就是说，我们都是死在罪恶过犯当中，在以弗所书二章里面所说的。
So this points to the truth. We are dead in the our transgressions.
所以我们是罪的奴仆，我们是向着义是死的，我们是在罪中。
We are in the darkness, we are in the sins, we are death to the righteousness.
但耶稣基督使我们复活过来。
But Jesus resurrected us.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们是从罪当中复活，我们得以复活，我们是向着罪死，我们向义而生。
So in Jesus Christ, we died to the sins and we live to the righteousness.
所以我们在这里看到这些神迹奇事，耶稣行的神迹奇事，其实都是指向那个救恩的。
So we here we realize that all the miracles performed by Jesus Christ points to the salvation.
都指向我们的救恩，然后这个救恩在耶稣基督的身上得以完全的实现。
So all this salvation accomplished on the Lord Jesus Christ.
但因着我们与基督的联合，我们在基督里面，所以这个救恩得以实现在我们的身上。
United with Jesus Christ, so this salvation can be accomplished.Upon us.
所以我们在基督里面我们得以复活。
So in Jesus Christ we resurrected.
所以在基督里面我们的瘸腿我们的瘫痪得以医治。
We are in Jesus Christ our cripple and our paralytic are cured.
所以在基督里面我们的瞎眼得以看见。
We can see in our Lord Jesus Christ.
最后我们再进一步来思想这些神迹奇事。
Let's take a step further about the miracles.
那关于神迹奇事，基本上会有三种观点。
There are three points of view regarding the miracles.
那第一种观点是说神迹奇事是只有使徒和先知可以行的，或者是与他们相近的人才可以行的。
So one point of view point out that the miracles can be only performed by the apostles and the prophets or someone related, closely related to them.
那么第二种观点说神迹奇事是有这个时期性的。
So the second point of view is that you can only perform the miracles and in certain time.
我们如果纵观整个圣经的话，我们会发现在圣经当中有几个时期神迹奇事是特别多的。
If we look through the Bible, we would realize that at a certain era there are a lot of miracles happen.
那么第一个时期是摩西带领以色列人出埃及的那个时期。
The first era is when Moses led Israelites out of Egypt.
我们看到石灾，我们看到红海分开，我们看到在旷野里面有玛拿，有磐石出水。
We saw the ten plagues. We saw the opening of the Red Sea. We saw the manna in the desert. We saw the water coming out of the rocks.
那第二个时期是在列王时期，然后我们在这里看到在以利亚和以利沙他们行了很多的神迹奇事。
The second era is the era of kings. We saw a lot of miracles performed by Elisha and Elisha.
我们看到以利亚和以利沙都使死人复活。
Elijah and Elisha, they resurrected that person.
那么第三个时期就是在耶稣基督的时期，我们看到耶稣基督和使徒都行了很多的神迹奇事。
The third era is Jesus Christ's time. We saw that Jesus Christ and his disciples performed a lot of miracles.
所以第二个观点就是认为神迹奇事是有这个时期性的。
So the second view is believe that the miracles has happened at a certain time.
那么第三种观点认为神迹奇事是从头到尾都是不变的，所以我们现在也可以行这神迹奇事，普通的信徒也可以行这神迹奇事，和使徒没有什么区别。
The third view is that there is no change regarding the miracles, so nowadays, general Christians can also perform miracles like apostles.
那我们在这里看到，其实这三种观点都有一些真理，他们都有一些看见在里面。
There's some truth regarding this in these three point of views.
那么第一种观点，他看到就是说神迹奇事，他在有些神迹奇事的话，他是在使徒的一个凭证。
So in the first point of view points out that the miracles are the signs for those apostles.
所以神让这些神迹奇事伴随着使徒来证明他们是使徒。
God used these miracles to prove that those people are apostles.
那么第二种观点也看到一些真理，看到上帝的计划，神迹奇事是为了上帝的计划来服务的。
In the second point of view, we can see that miracles are serving God's plan.
那第三种观点看到的真理就是说，我们现在仍然能够行神迹奇事，现在的教会仍然会有神迹奇事在伴随着。
The truth in the second point of view is that nowadays the church can also perform miracles. There are miracles still in the church.
那我们要去理解这些事情的话，我们就要回过头来去反思。这个定义什么是神迹
If you want to really understand this, we need to go back and revisit the definition of miracles.
所以神迹的话，你可以有几种定义。一种广义的定义就是神做的事情就是神迹。
The very general definition is that the signs of God's work is miracle.
如果神做的事情就是神迹的话，这个定义的话，就是说所有的事情都是神迹，因为我们每一件事情都是神在做事情。
According to this general, everything is a miracle because God created the heaven and earth. God has done everything.
所以上帝用了六天来创造这个世界，然后第七天休息。但耶稣来到世上的时候，耶稣说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”
So God, you spend 6 days to create heaven and earth and take a rest on the seventh day. So when Jesus came to us, he said, My Father has done things till now, so I'm still doing things.
所以按照这种定义，所有的事情都是神迹。
So according to this definition, all things are miracles.
那第二种定义的话比较狭窄一点，但这第二种定义是我们通常人所说的神迹。
So the second definition is what we generally refer to. It is a little bit narrower than the first one.
简单的来说就是 break law, 对不对
Generally speaking, just break the natural law.
就是说一些超自然的事情。
So it's something supernatural.
Okay, 我们待会儿再回过头来看第二点，我们先讲第三点。第三点是一个更狭义的。
So the second definition is even more specific.
它是说使徒是使徒的一个标志。
It said miracles are the signs of apostles.
所以只有使徒行的那些神迹奇事才是神迹奇事。
So only those miracles, only things that have been done by apostles are miracles.
所以对神迹奇的理解就看你对神迹奇事是如何定义的。
So really the way you think about the miracles depends on your definition of the miracles.
我们一般的定义是第二种观点。
Our general definition is a second view.
因为我们认为神迹奇事是一个超自然的事情。
So we believe that miracles are something that happened supernaturally.
就让我们再去思考，这个超自然就是我们认为它就是说违背了自然规律，对不对？
So those supernatural things are against the nature law.
那么我们在思考就是什么是这个 nature law， 什么是这个自然规律？
So what is nature law？
那么是什么是自然规律？什么叫做违背了自然规律？
So what is the breaking of the nature law？
但当我们仔细思考的时候，我们发现自然规律是神所定的规律，对不对？
As we think more closely, we know that the nature law is the law established by the Lord.
我们进一步思考的时候，我们就发现自然规律其实是神的公义，三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵这三位一体，上帝的公义，然后在这自然界，在这个受造界的一个和谐的一个体现。
So the nature law actually is the harmony.Manifest of the righteousness of our son, God, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
为什么说为什么这样说呢
？Why we say that?
因为自然律是什么？自然律说到底就是一个秩序，对不对？就是一个规律，
so,
一个秩序。
So our natural law is an order.
所以这个自然，神所造的这个自然，这个世界，它是有规律的，是有次序的，有秩序的。
So the there's an order in this world created by the Lord.
因为这个受造界为什么是有规律的有次序的？因为我们创造这个世界的神是一个有次序有秩序的神。
So why the world has an order? Because the Creator, the God, has an order among them.
那在三位一体的上帝里面的这个秩序这个次序就是神的公义。
The order in the Trinity is God's righteousness.
所以那个自然界的这些规律这些次序是三位一体上帝的公义。在自然界的一个反应。
So the order in nature is just a reflection of the just or the righteousness from the God.
所以我们在这里说神迹奇事就是说违背了这个自然律，换句话来说就是这个法外开恩，对不对
？So the miracles is just like the have mercy out of the law is breaking of the nature law.
所以我们看到神迹其实是法外开恩，其实就指向的就是救恩。
So as we think about the grace out of the law, it points to the grace, the salvation.
因为救恩就是在公义之外的恩典。
So salvation is the grace out of the law.
因为救恩是在公义之外，神为我们预备的这个恩典，让我们可以得救。
So salvation is the grace God prepared out of the law so that we can be saved.
那无论如何，我们看到神迹其实都指向一点，就是指向神的主权。是神是这个自然界的主，神是这个受造界的主，神是也是自然规律的主。
So all the miracles point to the sovereignty of the Lord. Our God is the Lord of the nature of the earth, of the universe, and all the nature laws.
所以在这里重要的并不是说，在这里重要的并不是神迹奇事本身，而是神迹奇所指向的。
What is more important is not miracles themselves, but what these miracles point to.
所以神迹奇事的目的它不是为了彰显我们个人的能力也不是彰显个人的荣耀或者是我们个人的多么的属灵。
So those miracles refer to kind of proclaim our glory, our spiritual life.
所以神迹奇事的目的是为了救恩是为了神国度的扩展。
These miracles manifest God's salvation and hope,aim to extending the God's kingdom.
是为了推动神的计划。
To push the God's plan.
我们在这里看到彼得在这个我们看到彼得在吕大和约帕行的这个神迹奇事使瘫痪的人医治然后使死人复活。
We see here what the miracles performed by Peter in these two cities cure the cripples and resurrect the dead woman.
我们可以看到彼得他所行的神迹奇事让彼得知道就是神与他同在神在带领他对不对
All this miracle let Peter know that God is with him Jesus is leading him
所以当彼得在约帕在西梅家里的时候他看到那个天上异象下来的时候他就知道这是神给他的异象
So when Peter at the house of Simon when he saw those visions he realized that that's a vision God gave him
所以在接下来的十一章，当这些当耶路撒冷的有人去责怪彼得，你为什么传福音给外邦人的时候，彼得就会告诉他们说是神给我的意象。
In chapter 11, as the some of the believers in Jerusalem, when they accused Peter, why you spread the gospel to the Gentiles, Peter told them, it is God's vision, it is God's will.
所以当后来在安提阿的教会，外邦人的教会建立起来的时候，然后外邦人教会建立起来的时候，然后在第十五章耶路撒冷大会的时候，彼得就站起来说 彼得站起来做见证，就告诉就是说神给他的意象，说这个福音向外邦人开放。
In the chapter 15, as the church of Gentiles established in Antioch during the meeting, great meeting in Jerusalem, Peter stood up and testified that Gospels is for Gentiles too.
所以我们在这看到神借用这个神迹启示来预备，来推动他的计划，要把这个福音要告诉这些犹太人，福音是为万邦万民的。
Through these miracles, God tell all the Jews that the Gospels is not only just for Jews, but also for Gentiles.
好，我们时间到了，我们最后用一两分钟的时间了，我们来讲讲这个这样的信心对我们来说有什么的用呢？
And then we talk about application of this message upon us.
首先我们意识到就是说在神迹奇事当中我们看到上帝的主权。
So we learned that we saw the God's authority, sovereignty among these miracles.
那个自然律不是上帝。
Nature law is not God.
那个上帝是自然律的主。
God is the Lord of nature law.
所以我们是在这样一位上帝的主权下面，而且这位上帝是一个爱我们的上帝。
We are under such a Lord, a creator of the nature law, and He loves us.
当我们想到这位爱我们的上帝是这样一个主权的上帝的时候，你心里会有什么样的想法？
What do you think when you realize that the creator of the law loves you?
那同样的话，我们就知道我们的救恩的确据是在神的那里。
Then we realize that our salvation is from the Lord.
因为救恩就是法外开恩，就是公义之外的恩典。
The salvation is a grace out of the law.
所以这一位主权的上帝要拣选我们，他要爱我们，他为我们预备了救恩，所以这样的话，如果上帝是为我们的，谁能够去抵挡我们呢？
God has the authority to select us, to prepare the salvation for us. If God is with us, who can be against us?
所以这就是罗马书八章保罗在那里说的 ,If God is for us, who can against us?
So this is what we learned in Romans chapter 8. If God is with us, who can be against us?
所以保罗在罗马书八章里说，无论是天上的，是地上的，是掌权的，是天使，是生是死，都没有办法使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Paul said in chapter 8, no matter what's on the earth, what's in the heaven, the authority, the angels, the death, the life, nothing can separate us from Jesus Christ's love.
因为我们这位上帝，爱我们的上帝，他是一个主权的上帝。
Because the God who loves us is a God of authority.
因为他是有最高的主权，所以我们可以放心的把我们的生命，把我们的一生交托给他，一生来依靠他。
He has the highest authority, though we are sure that we can give our life to him.
所以让我们的一生能够去仰赖这位上帝，去依靠上帝，这位上帝来跟随这位上帝。
So we can look upon him, rely on him, and follow him.
来说服他的带领。
And submissive to his guidance.
所以这是神迹启示对我们说的。
So that's what those miracles tell us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你在神迹奇事当中，我们看到所有的神迹奇事其实都是指向救恩的。
We are thank you that you let us see that all the miracles are pointing to the salvation.
神迹奇事向我们显明，主啊，你是一位主权的上帝。
These miracles show us that you are the God of all sovereignty.
你是这个自然律的主。
You are the creator, you are the Lord of the nature law.
你是这个受造界的主。
You are the Lord of the created world.
一切都在你的掌管之中。
Everything are in your control.
所以我们还有什么好怕的呢？
So what are we afraid of?
主要帮助我们，给我们信心。
Lord, help us, give us faith.
让我们能够完全把我们自己仰望交托在你的
手中。So we can lift up ourselves up to you.
完全献上，一点不保留。
Without any reservation.
主啊，感谢赞美你，这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。